Leave your daily routine behind and head to the carefree shores of the Cayman Islands on Cayman Airways. Less than a four-hour nonstop flight from Chicago. Enjoy stunning views as you lounge in the award-winning Seven Mile Beach. Each night, spoil your palate with endless choices in the culinary capital of the Caribbean. The Cayman Islands is a diver's paradise with underwater adventures including shipwrecks, colorful reefs, Stingray City, offering two free check bags and free rum punch in flight. Book your nonstop flight from Chicago to Grand Cayman today at CaymanAirways.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, 1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Mike Esposito. Looking for something to do over holiday break, the Chicago Wolves are home for four games at Allstate Arena, including Saturday versus Rockford on calendar night, courtesy of Rose Pest Solutions. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for more information. Game one without Corey Crawford for the Hawks this time around, as he is on IR, out indefinitely with an upper body injury. Hawks lost all of their three previous games while Crawford was on IR earlier this month. Tonight it's in Vancouver, Anton Forsberg in net. Bulls host Indiana tomorrow. They beat the Knicks last night 92-87. They are winners of 9 of 11. Bears finish their season at Minnesota on Sunday. Mitch Trubisky's first start of his career came at Soldier Field against the Vikings. So what will Minnesota see this time around, John
Fox?
They'll
be impressed. You know, I think, you know, they'll see, you know, some of the things they saw in that first game. I think he's probably seeing a little bit more defense now since that time. We're doing a little bit more with him.
College football, bowl games, military bowl going on right now. Navy has just taken a 14-7 lead on Virginia. Later today, Oklahoma State and Virginia Tech in the Camping World Bowl. You have Stanford TCU in the Alamo Bowl. And Michigan State takes on Washington State in the Holiday Bowl. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Patrick Auto Group. Still taking your child's temperature the way it was done decades ago? Upgrade to the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, available at fine retailers everywhere. WSCR Chicago weather, 17 for your afternoon high, down to 8 tonight, 15 tomorrow. I'm Mike Esposito. You are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Beagle and Parkinson The Score, worst show. Nope, see, that wasn't any better.
Whatever that was, it was Hank Azaria doing comic book guy.
Okay. We're Rosenblum and Esposito, Saturday Suckage on Thursday. And again on Friday, we want to thank Sam Monson of Pro Football Focus, Ben Gessling of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, soon to be Christopher Hines, Minneapolis Star Tribune, Joe Cali, The Sun-Times. Tomorrow, we will have Hub Arkish. We're going to have Hub Arkish as a guest, and then we're going to do Transition with him.
This is the season of Hub.
Yes, it is.
There is no question that if you are a Chicago sports fan, you understand that the interstitial period in between Christmas and New Year's is Hub season.
That's
Everything's
right.
Coming up Hub. It's everywhere Hub's you go. Up. I've got Hub on the shelf instead of Elf on the shelf. Right. It's a little Hub, and it sits on
it's
the
hub
shelf.
Hub on the tub.
That's
there it is.
Go. Honor in.
And it just sits there and it's with you. Even when we're off the air, it chooses bubble baths, or it just chooses to have Epsom salts.
It has strong opinions about football. It's constantly providing you with football information every time you walk in the bathroom.
And whenever you turn around, Hub is motionless for some reason. And then you look. Hub like, moves somewhere else.
That's like Calvin and Hobbes, again. Right, where yeah. you just like Hobbes, you're not sure if it's a stuffed animal, if it actually comes to life or not, or if it's just in Calvin's head. So, yeah, Hub will, he will move. How did he get there? I just turned.
Hub was just right here, and somehow he's over there.
Hello.
So that's Dan Bernstein and That's Anthony Heron. I've never met him. He's not as scary as I feared.
You've never met Anthony Heron?
I've not. Really? I guess I'm when I talk about players I've never met, it was always you got the same Doug Buffon treatment I did. Where Doug would, he hated us, me and Bernstein, and he would walk into the studio.
I can't believe it.
And
he would possibly hate Bernstein?
For the same reason. And he would put us, put a crook of his neck, our throat, in a crook of his arm, and until we got purple, he would hold it there.
That was the introduction.
Sleeper hold.
Purple was
that meant
our,
he loved you. Once you turned purple, that was
purple
a sign
was
that
our safe word.
That was the safe word.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? The way I look at it now, if Olin Krutz, of all people, of all the athletes that I ever dealt with as a reporter, it's like your Tiger Williams story, right?
Yes.
If Olin Krutz is now a beloved coworker and a full-fledged media guy, then it can happen to anybody.
Right.
I just, of all people, I'd say, you know, that surly bastard, that lunatic, there's no way. And then all of a sudden, I told him, it kind of bothers me that he's this good at it this quickly.
And Nolan ever like grabbed you by the collar and threw you against the wall?
He never,
not physically.
No.
Okay.
But it was almost like training camp didn't start until there was some implied threat of violence against my person at TJ Donlan's. It was usually
just
like
the look.
The line for the bathroom or something. He'll give me looks like, I really should kick your ass. At some point, I really should. There was never a direct threat. It was always sort of an implication that at any point, if he wanted to, he could destroy me.
And he could.
And of course, I never doubted it.
He would do that when you were trying to be nice. Bernstein had no reason to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, he's made a career of that. I was doing an Out Loud series where I would just ask questions. They give me answers.
Oh, I like
throw
that.
Out the questions. It would just be the answers.
Okay.
I got a death stare from Olin when I said, I want to do this piece with you. I was explaining it to him. And the fact that it didn't include the entire offensive line, he was mad at me. He was staring at me like, okay, I'm going to back out. I'm Homer Simpson walking back through
while
the hedge.
Looking,
I don't want to die. And this is when I was trying to do something nice. Bears PR people who had no reason to like me and probably still don't would sell it to their players as this is the cleanest slate you're ever going to get. It's just going to be you. You're going to answer the questions and it's going to be your presentation.
It's the Players Tribune before the Players Tribune.
Right, it was.
The actual Tribune.
Yeah. And I got afraid of Olin trying to do something nice. That's when I said, that's it. I'm not kidding.
Interviewing
I'm keeping
him,
my hands in the tram.
And even in the day when he was playing, he'd come off the practice field, interviewing him was like interviewing Joe Pesci's character from Goodfellas, where even when he would
anything
laugh,
would...
even his laugh, you weren't sure if it was a menacing laugh or if he was actually enjoying it or not, or if it was
just containing this rage,
always on the
up
edge,
within.
Always right at that edge.
Yeah, we were the media version of Billy Bats. We always always feared that with Olin.
This transition brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oakland.
So there may be it may be a no true answer for this because you were resigned to it. We're asking people, do you trust Ryan Pace to make this coaching decision? Yes or no? Why or why not? And you just shrug.
You have no choice.
Nah. Right. Because that's the way it's going to be.
When he was hired, you knew that was the deal. That's his job to do it. And if he does it wrong, he's fired.
And there's some question of whether he really got to do that job without the looming suggestions of Phillips and McCaskey and the woodland creature on Ernie Accorsi's head. So you don't know. This would seem to be
the
it.
Sprightly woodland creature.
It John Fox?
If he's chosen his quarterback without telling his coach, which tells you everything about what should happen Monday, Tuesday, whenever it's going to be. So you tie yourself to the coach and the quarterback. Now, how many years do you buy yourself by doing this?
As soon as Trubisky got drafted, I'm there in Philadelphia, the media hub. I'm just going to throw Hub's name in there again. In the media center during the NFL draft. And when the pick is announced and everyone has this collective shock, this roar that goes through the media workroom that, you know, I've rarely heard in the years I've been covering the draft. That moment, it immediately pops into my head that if this is something John Fox was not involved in, had no idea they were going for Trubisky at that point, that they traded up to get that kid, then to me that obviously indicated John Fox's job security, his life expectancy as the Bears coach, is of no concern to Ryan Pace at all at that moment. Because if you do that move, you're signaling rebuild for a coach who has to win this year. Mm-hmm. That to me says, I don't care about how John Fox feels about his job security. And that to me signaled that this was going to likely be the last year of his tenure.
Yeah. And in that vein, I mean, you draft a project tight end in the second round, you draft a fourth round, and Tariq Cohen's been great, but you know, a 5'6" developmental running back, a situational guy. It's absolutely, it's a draft setting you up for other things. It's not something that's going to help you win immediately this year. I mean, it was supposed to be Mike Glennon's year. I mean, I know we have all forgotten said year. That month of September was as wonderful as it was.
It could still be his year. It's just not very
it's
good.
It's his accountant's year.
Is that like the summer of George?
Yeah.
Like the George Costanza's summer was still horrible, even though it was supposed to be for him.
I mean, it can still be considered Mike Glennon's year. He just has to try to evaluate what it's been. You can put his ownership of it on there and say, hey, this is my year.
His all right. Account did really well.
Yeah,
so through some estimations, you can say, okay, that year went well for him because his bank account was really fat by the end of it.
It's good. Great work if you can avoid it.
Yeah. Dan, a texter points out that in our Goodfellas conversation, that makes you Spider then if you've got the Joe Pesci character as
okay,
Olin.
That's Michael Imperioli, right?
Yes. You get shot
Chris
because
Moltisanti on The Sopranos.
Because you tell him to go do something to himself while you're supposed to be getting him a drink.
Okay. Well,
he doesn't
survive
the film. No. There's a lot of that going around.
That's fine.
Actually, last year, here's where you're wrong, Anthony. Last year was supposed to be John Fox's year. It was supposed to be the second year. There's your turnaround. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen. And eventually he was just going to get rid of it. Now, what happened was, Ryan Pace's greatest fault can be a lack of urgency with Jay Cutler. He did this year what he should have done the first year. It doesn't matter what you do to your salary cap the first year. It doesn't matter what you do to the quarterback. You got a honeymoon period. That's time to get rid of it and start all over. Jay Cutler was never going to do whatever. And even when he supposedly had that great year with Adam Gase.
That's the thing.
He didn't have a great year.
Look at his quarterback standards.
By Cutler standards. So what?
Yes.
Now you're judging the Bears by Mark Trestman standards. That's what you're doing. You look at his quarterback rating for that year, he was still below like Josh McCown.
To me, there's so many parallels to the Bulls' path over the last few years and the Bears' path over the last few years because the new regime comes in, take over, let's move on from the other coach, bring in this coach. But now we've got this veteran-laden team who never got over whatever the hump is. This veteran-laden squad of guys of real NFL ability, real professional people. These are guys who've made all-star games, Pro Bowls. These guys haven't gotten over whatever that hump is. And now we bring in the new coach who hopefully can do something different with them, win a championship.
Make the playoffs this year. Make the playoffs right now. You've got, and I saw the list that you sent over. Anthony went through the entire roster, and basically it was a reasonable argument for arrow pointed up. And you came up with 20 names, 20 players?
20 players at 4 years or less. So basically the youth of the Bears roster, 20 out of the 41, quote-unquote, young guys, what I would consider young guys in NFL, 4 years or less, there's 20 of them. I say, these are guys who I feel like you can make a representative case. This will be a quality NFL player. So there's young talent on this roster.
And you win with young talent when it's young.
Right.
Yep. You don't sit and wait around, and it's not like watching Chris Dunn right now say, well, he's figuring this out. The NFL, there's no time for that. Mm-hmm. That your rookie classes and your second year class, you better have some ass kickers in there. Win because of guys. And whoever this coach is, make the playoffs this year. Hit the ground running, get this going, coach him up, and win 9-10 games.
Whereas Fox might have gotten the honeymoon period because of the roster he inherited, you have none of that coming into this season or next season with the Bears, 2018.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of 10 lost seasons.
I think the fan base is also. I mean, I think we've seen that at the box office, so to speak, with people showing up for the games or not showing up.
Mm-hmm.
The overs and unders on that, the no shows of 17,500 and whatever it is.
It was more than that. I know that's
it's
what they're reporting.
It's almost a third of the stadium that they announced.
I believe that, too. I think there was more than that, but I don't know why. It's still enough to make you. We've seen this before: empty seats, bad seasons, bad feelings because they don't, I don't think they're smart enough to have brand management because it's too easy to not care in the NFL. When you can be the McCaskies, when you can manage things this ham-handedly, when you can be the Browns of the NFC and still make all that money, there's no urgency. You don't have to be smarter.
We talked about it yesterday, too. Think about this. Think about it. And they're plowing money into the organization, too. What they're doing up in Lake Forest with the refurbishment of Hallis Hall, that's John Fox's legacy. That's going to be the house that Fox built.
Hopefully there's a triage unit, because he's also responsible for that.
Yeah, because of incessant complaining. Because of endless bitching about what he didn't have to work with. It was constant. Every single day. We gotta get rid of these trees, get another practice field. We don't have a practice field. We don't have a big enough weight room. We don't have the constant. So just as he's out the door.
Does that give everybody the right up there to complain about what we don't have? We don't have a coach who works on Sundays?
That's what we were told. We heard that going in. That he was a 6 day a week coach, just not on game day. But, and it came up briefly yesterday. But you know what would go a long way with me as all this is happening, and I know it's symbolic, get a real ass stadium. Every time we always talk about flipping on the TV after the Bears game and seeing real football. How many of these palaces do we have to see to think that this rinky dink, ridiculous excuse for a stadium
that you will lose bare weather, my friend?
No,
they blew their chance. You remember all the political nonsense that went into the refurbishing of Soldier Field?
I remember all of it, but it would go such a long way because the stadium blows. It's not big enough. Most people who go there hate it, especially the people who sit on that one side. They say they can't get to a bathroom. The ingress and egress is terrible. The walking from the park, like every bit of it, just something. Something new.
Folks are going to complain. They're going to complain that it's now going to be the Hyundai Elite Stadium
at
the lakefront of Chicago.
Do you think Viking fans are complaining that it's some bank stadium up there when they could play not only every home game, but the Super Bowl there this year? I don't think they're complaining.
Yeah,
I don't think they care. What name is on there? I don't think
nobody
care.
Knows what name's on any stadium anymore.
Soldiers Field.
But don't they market it as they have naming rights that they use for their overall advertising product. So it's all plastered with whatever their top sponsors are anyway. And nobody cares.
Anybody who claims to care is lying. Even if they slap something on Wrigley Field who cares? I mean, truly, who cares?
Nobody cares.
I don't think companies from too much of a rational mindset.
I don't think anybody cares anymore.
Want to take that chance, even if it were United Park at Wrigley Field. I don't think any sponsor wants to take the risk of that kind of brand backlash.
But like Budweiser is all over there already. I mean,
that's enough for them, I'll bet.
If it's Budweiser Stadium at Wrigley Field, I mean, who cares? They're already spending, what, $10-15 million a year with the Cubs? What are the naming rights go for?
I think that we're past the point of some octogenarian fans saying, I was a kid when I went to... I mean, even Wrigley is a corporate name.
Right.
So get over it.
But it's been a corporate name for over a century.
Yeah.
So it's ingrained in people at this point.
You could make an argument, a better argument for Soldier Field, saying that that's more meaningful and more significant because as a memorial to the soldier.
As a delisted national memorial, thanks to what the prison toilet seat they put on top of it.
Yeah, you already desecrated it.
Mm-hmm.
So changing a name or having a brand new stadium, you move a couple of statues over there and say, hey, this was a statue outside Soldier Field, and now, like you say, whatever, it's Hyundai Stadium, and everybody's happier.
The four of us wouldn't lose any sleep over it, but I think you look at the example of, I can't think of one college football stadium that is not shared with a professional franchise that doesn't have just your seminal, just sort of, you know, historical name. There's not corporate sponsors attached to college stadiums at this point because you have that fanatical mentality of the fan base that wants their history. They want to grapple to it. They want to hold on to it. They want to keep that same thing that they've had on this beacon up on this hill.
Maybe because they don't need it. Maybe it's Kinnick Stadium because they don't need the money as much. They've got other revenue sources. I mean, it always seems like they could use all the money they can get. but they don't have to have the money because they certainly don't pay kids. Meanwhile, Kirk Ferentz gets $500,000, but we can't pay the kids.
Yeah, he got a bonus for winning, yeah. Right?
Yep, $500,000.
Congrats, coach.
You well, we get can't, you negotiate.
We can't pay the players.
There's divided by 100. How much? No, I'm sorry.
For paying the can't players.
Well, now there's with the new tax bill, there's going to be a big cost on that bonus for Kirk Ferentz because once he's one of the top seven highest paid state employees, schools are now going to owe enormous tax bills on these high-paid coaches.
And the lack of deductible amounts for the season tickets or however they, whatever, will finally end the sham that is college sports. I think ultimately if this tax bill holds up and they don't make any tweaks to it.
Well, they're going to make tweaks to it. You're saying if they leave
this stuff in, then it's not nearly the scam that it has been for sponsors, for all the big guys smoking cigars, the big
80% entertainment tax write off.
Right. And if that's still there, you could finally get to the point where college sports becomes the paid minor league that it always should have been, because it's not going to be valuable for all of the people who pay the kind of money they pay for tickets, to put their name on a building, whatever it is.
So what's the mechanism of the change you envision?
I just think it's not going to be worth colleges. Colleges are not going to sacrifice their endowment for something like that. They're not going to cut chem classes, are they? I just think that they're going to.
No, they're going to cut Olympic sports.
But what they'll do. Title IX looms.
Yeah, but as long as you cut them both, right, male and female, you're good.
You're still going to run into problems because the money makers are basketball and football.
Right. That's what you'll have. They'll cut their baseball program. They'll cut their softball program. They'll carve everything away.
Well, the swimming thing that I think is very likely to happen. What's now the Power Five? They've already separated with autonomy from the Group of Five, from the other smaller, mid-major, smaller, you know, types of sports universities. So I think this Power Five or the Autonomous Five will continue to separate further and further from the type of compensation that they give their coaches, that they put in their facilities. There is even some separation at this point in the way that athletes are compensated. It's just not that broad. It's cost of attendance. It's, you know, bowl gifts. It's when we travel, what's the per diem. There's ways that they have begun to separate that I think will continue to expand to the point where there's going to come a point where it's going to be the Power Five is just playing the Power Five, and the Group of Five, the other smaller mid-level schools are just going to be playing each other because it's going to be such a separate playing field, fiscally for how they can actually operate.
Well, what they've done, the scam that you're talking about is referred to as, scholarship donation, where you get your season tickets. Say you have four season tickets, but if it's earmarked as scholarship, you get it's tax deductible, even though you're just buying season tickets. Some schools can play that shell game and say this is all your money happens to be going into a scholarship fund that's tax deductible. When that goes away, you're down to a ticket sales model that becomes drastically different. I thought you were sort of aiming at a starve the beast kind of mentality where schools are going to get out of the business.
I think they will because it'll be, I don't know how you meet Title IX requirements. How do you have football and meet Title IX requirements?
If you have only football?
Football and men's basketball.
We'd have to ask an AD. Well, you probably keep women's basketball then.
Okay, what do you do for football? That's the biggest, that's Og. That's the god that eats all the money and brings in all the money. Mm-hmm. So how do you meet Title IX?
If there's no commensurate women's sport.
But Title IX can be interpreted as though X number of dollars for women's sports based on men compared to men's income.
We'd have to talk to an athletic director about that.
I guess if Title IX has been rewritten so that football is a free agent, so you could spend all you want, you can bring in all the money and not spend it on women's sports or appropriate women's events, then they're fine. I didn't think you could do that.
I've been devising something in my, I'm waiting. I've got some ideas that I've written down for how from a post-career standpoint to compensate athletes in a larger sense than what they get right now, both medically, financially, with the profits that can be made off of your likeness, those types of things. I'm devising a system, and I'm going to talk to a couple of different conferences and just see, you know, from a rule standpoint, whether or not this works. And I'm just going to start shouting it from the rooftops and see if I look really smart I'm not shouting from any rooftops yet. Okay. I'm devising some stuff.
You know, good luck. Because guess what? The comp to that is where people are suddenly have to pay for news and information on the web.
A subscriber model.
Yeah. I'm in that business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're talking about paying colleges, paying for something they're used to getting for free.
Uh-huh.
We've got a bunch of people out there who are used to getting the internet news for free, and they don't want to go behind that paywall. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about something that has long been, they've long expected to be free, whether it's right or not.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and is public school versus private school a thing with when you talk about the funding and you talk about some of these issues? Does that separate some of the tax stuff you're talking about, Dan?
Well, when you talk about private leagues, I mean, forget private schools for a moment. And this, we didn't really discuss this, but did you see the cockamamie idea that LeVar Ball had about for using this the basketball model of having a league where outside of the college system, where somebody who simply didn't want to go to college could play minor league professional ball?
It's screaming for that. The sport needs that.
Of course it does. Of course it does. So the problem is that you don't have the arenas, you don't have the infrastructure, you don't have the size of rosters. It's very, very hard to get the critical mass of infrastructure scheduling and the amount of capital up front that you would need to get that started is nearly impossible. The question is, when would colleges simply uncouple revenue-generating athletics, keep their name on it? And my belief has always been you have a concurrent parallel system where it still says University of Michigan, but they don't have to pretend to be students. They're a minor league professional team that is still affiliated with your university. If they want to take classes, they can. If it's available to them at whatever reduced rate, however you want to do that. But at some point, just stop pretending. The whole student athlete myth can go away, and you can have a separate area of your campus or not. Just have a semi or a minor league, fully professional team that is essentially sponsored by the university. They can call it that, just like some house league team can buy university of whatever shirts and put them on and say, "Hey, look, we're
Wisconsin." Would you put your name on that if you were Michigan and you were? And you risked liability of football?
If there's something in it for me.
Football
and
injuries.
Well, I'll lawyer
if
that.
You risk the line.
I'll have my lawyers figure that out. We'll pool that. We'll share it. We'll make sure that we are able to dissipate some of that risk.
Okay, what lawyers do you have on your show today?
Besides you. Eldon Ham will be on to talk about this later.
Yesterday we had Eldon on talking about a bunch of stuff. I don't know, any movement on the Aaron Rodgers story? Because
I have not seen it.
If I were other NFL teams, I would be just beating down the doors saying, whoa, hold on, throwing the red flag here, Foxy.
All right, we're out of here. We're done.
Nanook Rosenblum over there.
Yeah, yeah. It's the icy cold personality of Bernstein.
What am I, a Dementor?
Yes. Into the studio.
Cruella de Bernstein. All right, we're going to get out of here.
Right.
Rosenblum and Esposito, we are making way for Bernstein and Big Ant Heron, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You need a pass rusher, so he traded up for a pass rusher. You need a quarterback, so you traded up for a quarterback. Then you need full drafts, but they don't have full drafts because they traded up a couple times. They need to get more picks. You can't come out with five players.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Amy Lawrence with this CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by the new 2018 Ford F-150, the official truck of the NFL. Hugh Jackson may still be in search of his elusive second win as the Browns head coach, but he is a man of his word. He vowed to jump into Lake Erie a year ago if the Browns were in the same situation at 1-15. And now Cleveland can finish no better than that. In fact, the Browns might match the 2008 Lions as the only teams in history to lose all 16 games on their schedule. It's definitely not a humorous situation. Instead, it's the source of much consternation. But if thousands of fans are getting together to parade and protest, then why shouldn't Hugh jump in the lake to benefit his foundation? It would be easy to back out, make excuses, call the whole thing a joke, conveniently forget. But Hugh isn't hiding, and I applaud him for that. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Every day, you want to do more for the people who depend on you, at work and at home. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're doing more every day to help you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. More options, more efficiency, and more resources for employees, which means more time for life outside of work. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to your business and your life. Visit timeformore.com.
Leave your daily routine behind and head to the carefree shores of the Cayman Islands on Cayman Airways. Less than a four-hour nonstop flight from Chicago. Enjoy stunning views as you lounge in the award-winning Seven Mile Beach. Each night, spoil your palate with endless choices in the culinary capital of the Caribbean. The Cayman Islands is a diver's paradise with underwater adventures including shipwrecks, colorful reefs, Stingray City, offering two free check bags and free rum punch in flight. Book your nonstop flight from Chicago to Grand Cayman today at CaymanAirways.com.
Right now, your Hyundai dealers have the best deals of the season, but only if you make the nice list.
Is that a legal caveat? Because I'm pretty sure I made the naughty list.
Well, we on the nice list get nice things, like an available panoramic sunroof on the Tucson.
Seems to me that available turbocharged engine leads more toward naughty.
Well, having available Blue Lane connected car service on the new Sonata is super nice.
Sure, just like three available driving modes, including that mischievous sport mode on the Santa Fe Sport.
Okay.
Naughty or nice, there's a Hyundai for everyone. Get some of the best deals of the season on select models at the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, going on now. Hurry in and lease the 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com. Offers end 1/2/18. Call 877-248-1585 for more details.
First micro distillery in the state of Texas, and we're still making the same smooth stuff after all these years. We're still cooking in a pot still, working with our dogs by our side.
The best kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings Holiday Sales Event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV. And people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
What's up, everybody? It's Low Cash.
And it's time for Straight Talk.
We connect with our family as much as possible. I'm talking 5-6 times a day. You know, we got great wives. They understand a little bit more about the kids. My oldest is 7 now, and he's questioning everything. One of the questions last week was, Dad, I would do anything to get you 10 days straight at home. And my heart went in my stomach.
And it just goes on and on, you know, because that's all we have out here is our phones and our connection home. And, you know, it's just, it's everything.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4-KIDS.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Looking for something to do over holiday break? The Chicago Wolves are home for 4 games at Allstate Arena, including Saturday against Rockford. Make sure to arrive early for the indoor fireworks show. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. The Blackhawks are back on the ice for the front end of a back-to-back in Vancouver. Anton Forsberg will be in the net with Corey Crawford on IR. The Hawks lost their last 2 games before their Christmas break. At Halas Hall, the Bears continue their final week of preparation for 2017, a divisional matchup against the Vikings. Under John Fox, the Bears are only 3-14 in divisional games, and the Vikings will be playing to lock in a first-round playoff bye. The Bulls have now won 9 of 11 and are off until tomorrow night when they host the surprising Pacers. Even after their recent success, the Bulls remain only 1 win out from the second-worst record in the NBA. And there are 4 bowl games on the docket today. Navy leads Virginia 14-7 in the Military Bowl in the second quarter. Later on, Virginia Tech takes on Oklahoma State in the Camping World Bowl. Stanford and TCU face off in the Alamo Bowl. And Washington State meets Michigan State in the Holiday Bowl. Join former Cubs pitcher Kerry Wood in an all-star lineup of celebrity bartenders at the 7th Annual Woody's Winter Warm-Up on January 12th at Harry Carey 7th Inning Stretch in Chicago Sports Museum. Enjoy cocktails, dinner, meet-and-greet experiences, and bid on great items. Proceeds benefit the Wood Family Foundation. Learn more and purchase your tickets today at woodies.brownpapertickets.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score. Excuse me.
So you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like kind of fight off that cough mid-word. A little rough. Shocking. Celebrities celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Good afternoon. The Bernstein and Goff Show, indeed, is what you have right now. Anthony Herron is sitting in for Jason Goff, and we've got a show for you. How about that? Kurt Heelan of Pro Basketball Talk from NBC Sports is going to join us at 3:15. We're going to do In Other News at 3:30. Brian Billick at 4:30 on the Bears in the NFL. We will do It's On at 5:30, and we have surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is our phone number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. All sorts of misplaced texts were coming in yesterday with people just apparently texting their spouses about plans, and I always respond. I always just feel like, are you going to the store on your way home? I always say, wait, yes. Yes, I am. And what I'm buying is as follows. Someone else said, or like, are you going to go home and find the kids? And I said, yes, I plan on doing that as well. And then we completely confused. And Shane was doing it too, I guess. So this poor soul was getting multiple nuisance texts from us replying to their missent text. But we do that because it's fun. We entertain ourselves.
How frequently are you texting this show if it's on the same level with your wife? Like if it's just right there next to the wife text?
Some of our look is, you know, that in our software here with which we view the text screen saves everything. Mm. Saves everybody's phone number, every text history. It's all archived. So I would say just anecdotally, I have not done the research on this. I'd say at least half of our regular texters send at least a minimum of five per day to the station.
I'd say that's probably about how often I text my wife.
And there are some who never stop. And I don't know if they just don't work or if they're really good at texting while driving.
One of their job requirements is to listen to the show, perhaps?
I don't know. I don't, but there are some who it's like they have nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. And I always wonder.
This just outranks anything else they prefer to do.
It's the texting that from 6 in the morning through the end of the Les Grobstein show. So maybe they take an hour off to sleep.
The sexting is what happens with Les. Morphs into sexting mode.
Les brings out the sexter in all of us. There's no question about that. Twitter is @Bernstein_Goff. He's @BigAntHeron. I am @Dan_Bernstein. You can follow us also on Instagram @BernsteinGoffShow. There's BernsteinAndGoffShow.com. Also, there is the Facebook page at Watch 670 The Score and Facebook Live and the actual Facebook page. You just like the 670 The Score page and get involved in that conversation there, which I'm told is often strange. But the video feed is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Scotty, how you doing? No, I know we just talked the other night. Can I ask a quick question?
Watch out, you're going to get hit.
No, Obama just said that he picks MJ over LeBron. Can we just put this to rest now officially?
I pick him over LeBron, too.
Exactly.
Thanks, Obama.
The video feed is brought to you by American Needle, our producer, once again, solo, doing everything by himself. He is Shane Reardon.
How many passing yards for Locke? 320. You know, when we sit in the meetings and we go through these, it's tough when you go first. And I wanted to be the high guy. Not the high guy. I wanted to be the person with the...
Yes, you did, Ricky.
Ricky.
You already are. We're the most amount of passing yards. But I'm going with 320. I think it's going to be a big game for Drew Locke.
Ricky Williams, referring to himself more appropriately than he intended, as the high guy.
That's him. That's Rick. That's his brand. We've been talking about brand recognition the last couple of days. Been around him. Don't know him well.
He seems like an affable enough sort.
Oh, very much so. Very much so, especially when he's high.
This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, still taking your child's temperature the way it was done decades ago. Upgrade to the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, available at fine retailers everywhere. I saw something weird happened to me this morning because a story crossed on my Twitter timeline. It was a Baseball America story, and it was regarding wholesale realignment with the expected addition of two more baseball teams, taking the total to 32. Team in Portland, team in Montreal. And this is Tracy Ringlesby, and this was obviously well-researched and well-informed from people in the know. And I said, wow, this is kind of a big deal. And I realized that Baseball America had re-injected it into the bloodstream, despite the fact that the story came out in mid-October. And apparently we were busy enough with playoff baseball to not pay huge attention to potential realignment. But now it's getting a little more traction. And I think it's certainly after the top of the hour, it's something I want to get into because you, the Sox fan, and you, the Cub fan, are going to be intrigued for a lot of reasons by what this does. And also because of the way it was reported as a consensus plan. This isn't just one person saying, hey, why don't we try this? Why don't we see if this sticks? It sounds like baseball is coalescing around a tectonic shift in how we understand the structure of leagues, divisions, regular season, and playoffs. So it's something I definitely want to get into. Got an opportunity to grab phone calls as well, 312-644-6767. That is the phone number. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show with Anthony Heron sitting in today on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switch to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Offers require port and a number not currently active on T-Mobile network. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. See Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dunn knocked it away in a steal. Dunn will cruise in. The ball.
Yeah, he's got 13 games where he's had three or more steals. And the two guys that we saw earlier on that list, Westbrook and Paul George ahead of him.
You know, his offense, you know, definitely works for everybody. You know, we got a lot of shooters, so, you know, he makes sure everybody get in the right spot. He makes sure everybody get the right looks. And it's up to us, to, you know, to make the shots. But, you know, he does a great job. You know, he's a fantastic coach. You know, I can't say more about him.
That's Chris Dunn, the highlight courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. The ability to win an ugly game like that one in the second night of a back-to-back, that was one hideous basketball game. But yeah, if you play defense, and you can look at Lauri Markkanen's line and see, all right, you know, he wasn't shooting the ball well, but we talked about it with Casey Johnson yesterday. Lauri Markkanen did a very solid job on a terrific player in Kristaps Porzingis.
Made him work for everything. Yep. And, I mean, Porzingis is one of the guys that he was compared to in coming out. They both get the Dirk comparison, and Markkanen has never enjoyed the Dirk comparison just because he's got enough surly in him. He's like, I don't want to be that guy. That's fine because that's easy for you American people, but I'm me.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's the head of the bull. You know, he makes that team go. I think Lowry did a, you know, unbelievable job. You know, he took on a challenge in the fourth quarter. You know, he made a lot of big plays for us, especially on the defensive end. So, you know, credit to him.
That is Chris Dunn talking about his teammate's job. And Porzingis is 7'3". He's 7'3" and moves like a guard.
He can move.
He moves. Yeah. He is... Sometimes you can tell, you get guys 6'8" that's lumbering around. He is so light. Mm. And I don't just mean physically, like his actual mass. He moves in a light and quick way for a guy that size. I don't know. I'd have to probably go back to Sabonis, pre-injury Sabonis, for somebody 7'3" that could move in that regard. Then again, Sabonis eventually became, you know, 320-pound Leviathan that you couldn't do much with. But I love Porzingis' game, and there's something to be said for the Bulls winning an ugly game. And I should mention, too, we're going to move a couple things around. The baseball topic we are going to get into, we've just added a guest for 215, Charles Davis, he's going to be calling the Bears game this week on Fox. So he talks all things football. He can talk about the coaching carousel, talk about the Bears, and always just nice to talk to him. He's going to join us. Here's some information on Chris Dunn. And for Bull Stats, I like the work of Jeff Farrer here, who is does a nice job compiling all sorts of basketball stuff. And he says six players in the league have had at least five games of 15 points, five rebounds, five assists, and three steals. Okay? I want you to think about that. 15, 5, 5, and 3. Six NBA players this year already have at least five games at those statistical thresholds. They are LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Russell Westbrook, DeMarcus Cousins, Ben Simmons, and Chris Dunn. It's a heck of a list. And he says the Bulls and Dunn, there are mistakes you expect to see on occasion from a young lead guard. Untimely forced turnovers, poor shot selection have prevented him from putting up better numbers. But for those hoping the Bulls would tank in order to get a potential superstar, the silver lining is they already have acquired a high lottery pick from 2016 that is performing like one. So yeah, Jimmy Butler's playing well in Minnesota. He had 39 last night. He had the first 11 of the overtime period and then had the assist on the Crawford game winner. Former Bulls everywhere. Rondo had 25 assists. Crawford hit that shot. Taj Gibson had 20 points. It was amazing. So he said Butler's playing well. But the team's developmental trajectory toward a title was never going to sync up with Jimmy's timeline. Dunn was essentially the third piece in the Butler deal, but in the end, he could be the same multidimensional lead guard piece that's required to win in today's NBA, just on a timeline that allows the Bulls to surround him with similarly developing pieces learning to win together. Yeah, what a bonus it would be if all of a sudden, he's top five pick, right?
He was lower in the top 10, wasn't he? Wasn't he like six or seven?
I thought he was fifth. I thought Dunn was a top five pick. I could be wrong. Yeah, he was fifth. And if all of a sudden he is back on that trajectory befitting a number five pick, dare I say it's legit reason for optimism. It's fun to watch.
And not optimism way in the future. Not optimism in like 2020, you know, because folks might get excited about the White Sox. That's not happening next season. Bulls, and you know, we'll see by the trade deadline, once they're allowed to start moving some guys, where things go with Nico, where things go with, you know, just the front line in general. But these young guys, they can play, and they're playing the Hoiberg style, his brand of ball, in a way that is exciting and the people are enjoying, and you can see a trajectory that could lead the Bulls towards some positive things, and they go, you know, not too distant future.
Segment brought to you by Harper College. Harper College believes in you with degrees and certificates in fields such as entrepreneurship, engineering, and therapeutic massage. You can start, finish, and go forward with your career. Classes begin January 16th. Visit harpercollege.edu today. 847 adds, the only thing Phil Jackson didn't screw up with the Knicks was drafting Porzingis, and even then, he was trying to trade him this offseason. Yeah, the Knicks are not terrible, and Jeff Hornacek is a capable, if unspectacular, coach. And they've got some guys out there. Did you see the video? And I don't know where you weren't in when we were doing the story about Kyle O'Quinn, the Knicks center, who apparently went to his agent's
son's bar mitzvah or daughter's bat mitzvah as a guest and loved it and was the life of the party.
Oh, and it's like a thing for
yes.
him now.
Yes. So now, right. now Kylo Quinn in the tri-state area, apparently around New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, he is now a thing and makes himself available for bar mitzvahs. And the cameras yesterday caught Joakim Noah saying, Quinn's sitting right next to him, and Joakim's like, yeah, y'all going to bar mitzvahs now? Because I've been doing that forever. You're making a big thing. Now you're bar mitzvah guy, but you're way behind. And O'Quinn got mad because O'Quinn said, look, he said, I've got a yarmulke, my own customized yarmulke that I wear to bar mitzvahs. And then Joe didn't believe him, and it became a thing. So I'm glad Joe's got something to do. Because he's not really playing much anymore.
Difficult on Joe's head of hair to go with the yarmulke, I would think.
Yeah, he could put a bobby pin in there like most do.
Okay.
Keep it on there. Look, believe me, people have made it work with stranger hair.
Suction sort of apparatus that was there.
A suction apparatus?
Yes, especially if there's maybe some baldness happening.
Guy will use, the tape, the fashion tape that like...
Oh, like the double-sided kind of J-Lo stuff?
There's a... there's a term for it. My wife does.
It's not just double-sided tape?
No, because I know my wife has it in her wedding planner emergency kit thing, because there's always like last-minute repairs to the bridesmaid dresses or to the wedding dress, and maybe one of the bridesmaids realizes that, oh, I can't lean this way, so they swoop in and start taping things up. So what's it called? But yeah, the bald guys will put a little bit of tape on there sometimes.
Okay.
It's not a specialized suction device.
I always pictured just some sort of like a fan that would just operate in a way that just allowed the air pressure underneath the yarmulke.
I'm just picturing somebody wearing a plunger on their head. Just you put the plunger, put the plunger on, and then you unscrew the stick.
If you don't smush it down just right, then it's kind of off to the side, but then you look like some kind of a Hebrew gangster and nobody wants that.
Rabbi Goldfarb, you look weird. Shut up. It's nothing. Don't worry about it.
When you leave the temple, you're trying to get it off and it's hard.
312-644-6767. Charles Davis is going to join us in a little bit as we talk some Bears. But that Bulls stuff, it's interesting to me to see them win an ugly game like that just because they didn't stop guarding people.
Right.
It's been a long time since we've seen that. You got WSCR, The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives us.
Toyota thought.
Now's the time to track down the best deals at Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Hurry in and save up to 50% on a huge selection of footwear from national brands like Ariat, Timberland, Danner, and more. Get 50% off select Cabela's logo tees and caps for the family. And take 30% off select Cabela's rods, reels, combos, and tackle storage. Don't miss your chance to save big during Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Some people are big-time data users, some not so much. Well, Straight Talk Wireless has unlimited plans of all sizes, like the newest, with the first 2 gigs of data at high speed, then 2G for just $35 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, and data, all on America's largest and most dependable networks. Big or small, everyone saves with Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts, only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Leave your daily routine behind and head to the carefree shores of the Cayman Islands on Cayman Airways. Less than a 4-hour nonstop flight from Chicago. Enjoy stunning views as you lounge in the award-winning 7 Mile Beach. Each night, spoil your palate with endless choices in the culinary capital of the Caribbean. The Cayman Islands is a diver's paradise with underwater adventures including shipwrecks, colorful reefs, Stingray City, offering 2 free check bags and free rum punch in flight. Book your nonstop flight from Chicago to Grand Cayman today at caymanairways.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Offers require port and number not currently active on T-Mobile network. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8
can... And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial? Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T.